Hey, everybody. Fan the Charlie Kirk Show. We are on the precipice of a very important Trump event here. And is there going to be a special guest? We shall see. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and become a member today. Members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com. We recap Kamala Harris's speech and the DNC from Chicago. And the fact that they were lying is actually a good thing. I explain. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and become a member today. Members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Last evening, Kamala Harris gave her DNC convention speech. Watched the entire thing, and I thought it was an objectively terrible speech. Now, it was fine written. It was all right. Some of it was very confusing, hard to track. Going from it, I still don't know her story. I know that she had a lot of people around her when she grew up and she worked at a McDonald's. It wasn't really a memorable or well-structured narrative. I don't think it was well-delivered at all. Her eyes were all over the place. I say this as someone who speaks for a living. And I could tell you that when you're preparing to speak at that level, the first thing they say is do not keep on moving your head back and forth. She kept on going her head back and forth. Her arms were all out of what we call the box. And now I might be nitpicking, but I'm not. This is your convention. You want to be president of the United States. You are no Obama. And I say this as someone who has nothing but contempt for Barack Hussein Obama. He gave an unbelievable speech. Michelle Obama, whoa. I mean, Michelle Obama, she met that moment. In some ways, they just made her look bad because Kamala Harris not able to live up to that. Kamala Harris looked uncomfortable. She did not look poised. She looked frenetic. She did not look as if she wanted to be there. And it's fine. It's a big stage. But if you want to be president, you're going to be graded at the highest possible curve imaginable. So let's get into the substance of the speech. There wasn't a lot of substance in the speech. Now, the media said the speech was electric. Just ignore all that. The media is so in the bag right now. They believe the media's mission right now is to do whatever it takes to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. Misrepresent, lie, gaslight, make you think as if this speech was the best speech since Obama. Let's go to this one right here. The theme was that Kamala Harris was promising things once she becomes an elected office. She's the current vice president of the United States. Jake Tapper was like, well, what an opportunity for her to introduce herself to the country. She's the vice president of the United States. She introduced herself 4 years ago. She gave a convention address all to herself 4 years ago. She's been VP for 4 years. She has cast tie-breaking votes. She's been the nominee for 2 weeks. The country knows who she is. It's not a matter of introducing yourself to the country. For all we know, she's the acting president of the United States. And the media is allowing this to occur. They're allowing Kamala Harris to get away with something so flagrant, so obvious, which is she has political power right now. Why don't you do something about the suffering? Now, the speech was poorly constructed in this way, that there was not a Bill Clinton moment of, I feel your pain. Instead, it's Donald Trump's fault. And once I'm president, we're going to fix this. Hold on a second. Why don't you do it now? Why haven't you done it the last 3.5 years? Because it's empty promises. It's all fluff. It's all substance. And it's all a fraud. She has a pen. She has a phone. Right now, she could demand that the IRS does not go after taxing on tips. Right now, Kamala Harris could convene Congress and demand a middle class tax hike. Right now, Kamala Harris could demand a complete moratorium on the southern border. Right now, Kamala Harris could demand the end of the war in Ukraine, Russia, because it's all political rhetoric. Now, it might work on some people. This sort of propaganda can be lethal to run up against. The lethality for a civilization against propaganda. I hope this only plays to the base. I hope this only plays to the base of the Democrat Party. Let's go to one cut here where she says, once I am president, I will pass a middle class tax cut. Why didn't you do that the last 3.5 years? Play cut 179.
Well, instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle class tax cut.
Okay, first of all, this is a complete fraud. Donald Trump has cut tax to the middle class. What she is calling a tax is actually a tariff. And she won't say that. And that's if you're being extremely generous to Kamala Harris and her interpretation of what's really going on. She says that Donald Trump threatened to abandon NATO. He encouraged Putin to invade our allies. Kamala Harris, he invaded while you were vice president and you spoke at the Munich Security Conference. Vladimir Putin did not take an acre of land from Ukraine while he was president. President Trump was able to deter Vladimir Putin from going anywhere into Crimea. He invaded under Obama and annexed Crimea. He invaded under Biden. The gaslighting and the lemmings that accept this at the Democrat Party. Vladimir Putin took a 4-year break from invading the apple of his eye. Why? Why did Vladimir Putin not invade Ukraine under Trump? Why did Vladimir Putin not take Crimea? Why did Vladimir? Maybe because Donald Trump was an effective president of peace through strength. Play cut 180.
Trump, on the other hand, threatened to abandon NATO. He encouraged Putin to invade our allies.
He encouraged Putin to invade our allies. No, that was you, Kamala Harris. Do you know what you did? You went to the Munich Security Conference and said that Ukraine might be part of NATO. This is the mirror image of the truth. And she says it with complete sincerity. It is the opposite of the truth. It's worse than a lie. A lie would be a couple standard deviation degrees away from the truth. It is the opposite of it. Kamala Harris continues, and she says, I fought against the cartels who trafficking guns and drugs and human beings to threaten the security of the border and the safety of our families. You have been in charge of a border where 10 million illegals have come into this country. Instead of even offering a slight, we could do better, it is full fraudulent gaslighting. Their capacity to lie is chilling. Their capacity to just want political power in such a Machiavellian way, it's impressive, but this is the stuff that the end of civilizations is made of. Play cut 184.
I fought against the cartels who traffic in guns and drugs and human beings, who threaten the security of our border and the safety of our communities. And I will tell you, these fights were not easy, and neither were the elections that put me in those offices. We were underestimated at practically every turn, but we never gave up, because the future is always worth fighting for.
Okay, well, first of all, the cartel's currently controlling the border. There are 320,000 missing children in this country right now, just under her watch. Where are the kids? They're being used as sex slaves. They're being raped. Child labor. 320,000 missing kids. You haven't fought the cartels, Kamala Harris. The cartels are wearing Kamala Harris for president t-shirts. The cartels are richer. They are stronger. They are more powerful. They have more capacity to be able to hurt Americans. Just ask Lake and Riley or Rachel Morin and their families, I should say. The tens of thousands of Americans that die from fentanyl overdoses because of you. And you say, I fought against the cartels who traffic drugs and guns. No, you have turned the border into a superhighway of smuggled children, smuggled guns, smuggled drugs. And you've done nothing about it, except you've been a co-sponsor of the invasion of this country. I'm going to keep on dissecting Kamala Harris's speech, but I'm also going to tell you a very positive part of her speech. That's right. There was a positive part of this entire convention. There was a glaring win for the conservative movement and for America. I'm going to tell you, it's so obvious. It's staring us in the face. I haven't heard anyone really say it yet.
All right, I need to tell you guys about Strong Cell. It's amazing. With nearly a million units bought by you, it is more clear than ever that Strong Cell works. It works to combat fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, skin issues, and constant sickness. I've been taking it personally for over a year now, and it's changed my life. I take it in the morning with breakfast, and it helps me with natural energy so I don't have that afternoon crash. And it gives me the clarity of mind to do all that I do every day, which is a lot. If you're tired of feeling tired, struggling with memory, or constantly getting sick, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I love this product because it has NAD. By the way, fact check me on this. Go do your own research on NADH, especially if it's mixed with CoQ10 and marine collagen. Strong Cell uses a proprietary delivery of NADH to make sure it goes straight to your cells to help your mitochondria. And since there are cells in every area of your body, then healthier cells equals a healthier you. The amount of people that use Strong Cell now, thanks to us, is remarkable. Over 1 million units sold. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check it out. Fact check me. Oh, Charlie's just selling me a product. Okay, maybe you don't want more mental acuity. People say, Charlie, how do you do what you do? Maybe it's the NAD that I take. It's changed the lives of many Kirk listeners. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie and use my discount code Charlie to get 20% off your order. This is an emerging body of work and science that is showing that NAD and NADH really might be what your body needs in this contaminated, polluted, and poisoned world. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use special discount code Charlie at checkout to get a special 20% off just for Kirk listeners. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out right now.
I watched the entire DNC with a couple speeches I missed, to be fair, but I watched 75% of it. They had to make themselves seem like they were center-right conservatives. Outside of the relentless mentions to abortion, which is in the public opinion in their favor, did you notice what they didn't mention? They did not mention their landmark legislative achievements. They did not mention in California that a child can be kidnapped away from their parent if they become trans and the parent disagrees. They didn't mention about how they're giving free luxury hotels in New York for illegals and foreigners. They didn't mention the Inflation Reduction Act. They didn't mention how Tim Walz signed taxpayer-funded tuition for illegals in Minnesota. They did not mention about how in Oregon and in Washington, they have taxpayer-funded medical mutilation of 12 and 13-year-olds called gender-affirming care. They went very, very light on the trans thing. They didn't have a single trans speaker. They had one or two on the entire gay LGBT thing. They went very, very light on Black Lives Matter. They went very, very light on critical race theory. They went very, very light, if at all, on affirmative action. They went very, very light on drag queen story hour. They touched a little bit on book bans, but then evaded it. They didn't talk about squatters. They didn't talk about crime in the streets that they are overseeing. They didn't talk about how San Francisco or Chicago or Los Angeles have become third world cities. What I'm getting at is that in private, the base of their party is demanding extremely radical things. And you look at their legislative calendar, that is what that they pass. They pass amnesty for illegals, benefits for foreigners. But on stage, they had to present themselves to be something else. And that should be an amazing morale boost for you. Because it's easy to say, well, they were lying, they were lying, they were lying, they were lying. Yes, but it's a good thing they had to lie. It's a good thing that they had to lie. You should be happy that they were lying. Because if they actually showed us who they were, that means the population watching at home is so far lost, so far gone, that there is no reason whatsoever that they would have to even pretend to be anything but radical Marxist revolutionaries. The lying is expected, but the lying means that they actually know their audience. The lying means they know that the country is a center-right country. If they were speaking just to San Francisco liberals, it would have been about trans rights or human rights. Did you see a single LGBT flag? I think I saw two or three, maybe. Did you see a single trans flag? You can't go to a Starbucks, a Target, a Walgreens, and not see a gay flag in the month of June. And you're trying to tell me the once in 4 year convention of the Democrat Party that you don't see gay flags everywhere? No, they managed this because it was a made for television production. This was a Grammy Emmy show. This was the Oscars on full display because they know their audience. And that shows that we are actually the majority of this country, everybody. Those of us that want American flags, not gay flags. And they're flying around the American flag last night. They're flying a flag that they hate. And everyone was participating because the Democrat hive mind says, oh, we must wave the flag. Got it. Get the ninth booster. Got it. Wear the mask when we shower. Got it. Not a single independent thought amongst them because it's all about power. It's all about stopping Trump. But the point being is that if they leaned into their radical nonsense, if they leaned into who they actually were yesterday, it would have been very demoralizing. That means that they feel as if they don't have to win you over, that they can just power through it, that they can own the most radical, out-of-touch policies imaginable, and so what? What are you going to do about it? This means that we can win elections regardless of how flawed they are. This means Democrats know that they are in the ideological minority of this country, that they have to pretend to be soft conservatives when the cameras are on. They could be radical Marxist revolutionaries at 2 a.m. on rooftops in Chicago when they're commiserating about how they're going to take over the country. But when the lights are on, they have to pretend to be something they're not. And the contrast is the RNC is we are exactly who we were on stage as we were off stage. Deportation effort. Donald Trump said it. Build the wall. Drill, baby, drill. Democrats are completely different because the body politic of this country, the regular everyday American, is not a radical leftist. And the smart Democrats know this. So they created a television Netflix Hulu special to show someone that they're not. And that is the most promising development of the DNC, that they know that their core ideas are not popular with the American people.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229, or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the preborn banner. Also, save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner.
Okay, I want to read this email from Stephen. Charlie, good point on their need to lie being a good thing. Here's the good news. Here's more good news. I'm seeing on YouTube comments that even on mainstream media sites like ABC, NBC, CNN, to a lesser degree, comments are shifting more favorably to Trump, more critical of Harris. The only exception being the gate MSNBC. I think less people are buying the lie. That's right, Stephen. So it would have been demoralizing if they would have just went on a parade of their most radical stuff imaginable, as if they were running for mayor of San Francisco, as if they were running for mayor of New York. But they had to make themselves seem like moderate Republicans. By making themselves seem like moderate Republicans, it shows that they understand that what they do and what they believe is so out of touch with the American people. Further evidenced by who didn't speak at the DNC. The man who everyone thought was going to be president. The California king. The man who had the heir apparent to the presidency, or so it seemed, Gavin Newsom. Did you know that Gavin Newsom did not speak at the DNC? He did a little roll call thing when they did the roll call, which, by the way, credit the DNC. The roll call looked objectively great. They gave him a handheld mic. And Gavin Newsom was like, okay, California's great, blah, 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 blah. And then boom, they moved on. We love Joe Biden. We love Kamala Harris. Gavin Newsom did not get a main stage address. AOC did, but Gavin Newsom did not. Why is that? There's only so much radicalism that the DNC can take towards the American people. It's a good thing that they had to lie. Imagine if they would have went up and they would have said, and we as the Democrat Party, we believe that babies are not male or female, but their gender is their sex is assigned at birth, which is a stated belief of the Democrat Party. We at the Democrat Party believe that if you mispronounce someone, you should be in prison. That's a stated belief of the Democrat Party. We as the Democrat Party believe that we should defund the police, which is a stated belief of the Democrat Party. Instead, they had a nonstop parade of police officers in uniform who are total frauds and, you know, being blackmailed. Like this guy from Flint, Michigan, if you could get him. Oh, what a nauseating speech. How many former Republicans did they have to parade on stage? Adam Kinzinger. Well, Leon Panetta is a joke. I'll get to him in a second. They had Stephanie Grisham, the other woman that worked for Mike Pence. They know they're actually at the core, not a majority. If they were the majority of this country, they would not have passed around American flags last night. If they were the majority of this country, they would have just went all woke all the time. The DNC shows you on full display that wokeism is already dying. That they can't own who they are. They can't advertise their fundamental ideas. And yes, of course, they're lying. She's a radical. She's a Marxist. She's all this. But then why didn't they say it? Some people say, well, you got to move to the center to win over moderates. Yes and no. But she kept on pushing freedom and patriotism. If you would have just watched the speech and looked from afar, you would have thought she was talking like a 2004 George W. Bush. And she was even more aggressive when it came to foreign policy, by the way. And that's the other buried lead, how the neocons have taken over the Democrat Party. How the neocons have absorbed the entire Democrat Party. Let's go to this one right here. This is Kamala Harris speaking last evening, lying about Donald Trump with no substance whatsoever. But listen carefully. How is this any different than John McCain? How is this any different than George H.W. Bush? How is this any different than Hillary Rodham Clinton? A former CIA director spoke before Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris knows where the power centers are in this government. She is going to continue endless wars that send your sons and daughters to lands abroad that impoverish our country, hundreds of billions of dollars to the weapons manufacturers. Play cut 183.
Against Iran and Iran-backed terrorists. I will not cozy up to tyrants and dictators like Kim Jong-un who are rooting for Trump. Who are rooting for Trump. Because, you know, they know he is easy to manipulate with flattery and favors. They know Trump won't hold autocrats accountable because he wants to be an autocrat himself. And as president, I will never waver in defense of America's security and ideals because in the enduring struggle between democracy and tyranny, I know where I stand and I know where the United States belongs.
This is pure neocon psychobabble. The enduring struggle between democracy and tyranny. Whoa, whoa, back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up. First of all, what side are we on? Because we're acting like a tin pot third world dictatorship, imprisoning, we're trying to imprison Donald Trump, indict him, raid political opponents. Bannon right now is in federal prison. Peter Navarro just got out. So which side are we on? Number two, democracy versus tyranny. No, no, no. I don't care at all about that sort of foreign abstraction. I care about America. This is how John Bolton would speak, where they want to act as if that the premise of America is an ideological international debate while the homeland collapses. Conservatism is about, wait a second, the homeland must be strong, it must be vibrant, it must be prosperous. And Kamala Harris is trying to propagandize you that the mission statement of the American Foreign Policy Project is winning democracy versus tyranny. I would love when Kamala Harris sits down for an interview, if she ever does, here's a question I would ask her. Hey, in your acceptance speech, you said that you will forever be involved in the enduring struggle. For the enduring struggle? Enduring struggle. Kamala Harris, did you support the invasion of Iraq? Because that kind of psychobabble is how you get into the displacement of Saddam Hussein. Do you think that we should invade Venezuela for the enduring struggle between democracy and tyranny? Now, Kamala Harris is saying very clearly that she wants more endless wars, and it's a total telegraph that we will spend hundreds of billions of dollars more on quagmires while our own nation, our own people, our own citizens get poorer, get further impoverished. She says, I will never hesitate whatever action is necessary. And she says, I will not cozy up to tyrants and dictators like Kim Jong-un. This is this new talking point. And again, if someone should ask her when you sit down saying, Kamala Harris, was Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrong to work alongside Stalin to defeat Hitler? Was that the wrong move? Again, she would never be able to answer that question. She doesn't think deeply about anything. She's a paid shill. But I'm just curious, did we cozy up to Stalin? Yeah, we did. Stalin was a mass murderer, a really evil person. But it was a necessary strategic temporary ally against a greater evil. She is telling the military industrial complex, she knows exactly what she's doing, by the way. She wants the CIA and the FBI to intervene on her behalf to make her president. That's why she said this. This right here is her telegraphing to the intel agencies, hey, do your thing again. She is telegraphing to the intel agencies, I'm one of you. Now, you could say they're telling her, or it could be a symbiotic relationship. It could be a little bit of a tennis match. They're going back and forth. I pay you, you do me. And they're watching very carefully, and they saw, we got what we wanted. The administrative state of D.C. heard it. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have war with Iran. She says, I will not take whatever necessary against Iran. Again, like, I'm not a fan of Iran. I think they're evil. I think they're terrible. But war with Iran would be catastrophic. Do not underestimate how much these powers hate President Trump. And they hate President Trump because in his acceptance speech and in his speeches, he refuses to do this whole thing. He refuses that. Could you ever hear Donald Trump, unless it was some sort of like a Normandy speech or something, but like in the actual policy address, could you ever imagine him saying and believing, I will never waver in the enduring struggle of democracy and tyranny? Yeah, I'm sorry. The American people can't afford groceries. Enough of your like enduring struggle of your academic abstraction. This is empire building speak. This is NATO, is what this is. New World Order, World Economic Forum, no borders. I know where I stand, and I know where the United States belongs. Well, no, you know where the intel community stands. You don't know where the American people belong. The American people don't want more war. More war is increasingly unpopular with the American people. The American people, when polled, say, if you attack us, we crush you. Other than that, why don't we get our own house in order? Why do we have all these homeless vets that we can't feed and we can't house? Why do we have a mental health crisis? Most depressed, suicidal, alcohol addicted, anxious generation in history. Why do we have a wide open border? We're being invaded. And Kamala Harris spoke more firmly and more aggressively against the freedom and democracy and tyranny struggle than saying that I am going to stop the invasion of our own country. That's because this right here, it's simply a vassal state is what it is. She wants to spend down the inheritance of America, bleed it dry, because she looks at us as a colony, not a country, to continue the Great American Empire, the gay, the GAE. This was a more hawkish, belligerent speech than John McCain had at the RNC in 2008, which is one of the reasons why I think RFK is contemplating endorsing Donald Trump today. And I'll explain more in a second. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. I'm a proud American. And that means if you come after me and my family, I'll be ready. That's why I rely on My Patriot Supply. Their mega 3-month emergency food kit comes jam-packed with 33 varieties of filling and delicious foods. Not only does that include creamy chicken-flavored rice, old-fashioned Italian spaghetti, and savory cheesy broccoli soup, but you'll also get a bonus protein kit with diced beef, flavorful chicken chunks, and 3 varieties of beans, plus 9 different fruits and veggies and snacks. All in all, this emergency food kit provides a whopping 2,500 calories per day to keep you well-fed and ready for anything. The way I see it, it's my solemn duty as an American to protect my family without waiting on handouts. And that starts with food you can depend on for up to 25 years. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $300 on your mega 3-month emergency food kit. It ships fast and free. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $300 on your kit. MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. Check it out right now. Okay, we are hours away from our rally hosting President Trump in Glendale, Arizona. And they say there's going to be a special guest. RFK is also in town. There is no confirmation that I have whatsoever whether or not he's endorsing or being there. But reasonable people can assume and can suspect that there might be an alliance being formed here. And the alliance makes perfect sense. RFK is an old traditional liberal. I disagree with RFK on a lot of stuff. Not worth the time. I agree with RFK on a lot of stuff. RFK loves the country. RFK knows the power of the administrative state, killed his father and likely killed his uncle. He knows that the CIA, the intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice are completely out of control. RFK was legitimately a beacon of truth during COVID. His book on Anthony Fauci is phenomenal. I learned a lot from him about how Big Pharma is exempt from liability for vaccines. I've learned a lot about him, about the declining health of the West. He's been a crusader. He was very polite when he came on my show. He was a terrific sport, saved thousands of lives, minimum. RFK has a decision to make, whether or not to combine forces with Donald Trump, and it's a no-brainer. Kamala Harris and Team Blue are against everything he believes in. They are not for democracy. They're not for free speech. They've done everything they can to shut down his candidacy and to bully him and intimidate him and smear him and slander him. And so maybe we should combine forces. 90% of our audience is enthusiastic and supportive of this. So first, let's go to a young patriot on the ground waiting to get into line at our event. He is a Kennedy supporter. This young man is all in for RFK for president. Listen to what he has to say of what an RFK endorsement of Donald Trump would mean for him. Play cut 214.
Caesar, also a young American voter. You can see he's got the vote Kennedy Shanahan. And you know what? There are rumors that potentially Kennedy could come out and endorse Donald Trump today. Now, if that is the case, would you then change your vote from Kennedy to Trump?
Yes, I think anything that we can do to get Kennedy in a higher position is worth it. I believe any decision that Kennedy makes, it comes from an enlightened place. So he has my full confidence and support in anything he decides to do.
We welcome this young man into our movement. He's a freedom lover. He loves liberty. According to the Deseret Harris X poll, in a 3-way race, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, RFK, it goes as following in a national poll. Kamala Harris gets 46% of the vote. Donald Trump gets 44% of the vote. RFK gets 9% of the vote. However, if RFK drops out, Trump gains massive ground and becomes the leader of the race at 51% and Kamala Harris at 49%. And this makes perfect sense. There are two different categories of political worldviews right now. High trust of institutions and low trust of institutions. At the DNC, they are full of high trust of institution voters. The vaccine is perfectly safe. The FDA would never lie. The Department of Justice is sterling clean. It's a good thing we're sending money to Ukraine. It was okay to lock down schools. Whatever the powerful people tell us, I will believe. At the DNC, they are high trust of institutions. By the way, Republicans used to be this way 20 years ago. They are high trust. They don't ask questions. They're not skeptical of power. They love political power. So they are inherently high trust voters. On the other side, you have Donald Trump, where the entire movement of Donald Trump is inherently low trust of institution voter. Why is our border not open? Why are we doing all these wars? What's going on with the economy? They're lying about jobs data. They're lying about inflation. They lied about COVID. RFK is even further low trust of institutions than Donald Trump. He is the most low trust of institutions candidate currently running. He's the one that said everything that the health agencies are telling you, that they are captured agencies, that the current configuration of how we are doing vaccines is completely wrong. So RFK and Donald Trump have a natural partnership being made because they're both skeptical of the major power centers in this country. And I think they'll have an affinity with one another. They have the same enemies. They both want a strong America. And they both view the world in a very similar fashion, which is that the powerful, the rich, and the well-connected need a check and balance. And both of them want to see a citizen resurgence and a citizen revival of this country, not an oligarchy, which is what Team Blue and Kamala Harris currently believes in. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.